Devya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasti Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse for tonight is 8:7. Let's see if I can find it. It's before the pictures. Okay. Okay, please forgive my offensive Sanskrit chanting here. Can just somebody start the beat for me? I always get lost on that. Vishwambara, do you? 8:7, no. That's it. Dasmat sarvase kaleshu Mama no shumara yad hayacha Maya prita mano budhir Mam eva syasi amsayaha Tasmat sarvase kaleshu Mama no shumara yad yacha Maya prita mano budhir Mam eva syash amasayaha. Okay, please chant. Dasmat saveshu kaleshu Mama nashmarya yadyacha Maya prita mano budhir Mama Svashas of Samsaya Tasmat Service Shukulishu Mama Samarada Yudhya Maya Pritamano Budhir Mama Vashas of Masanga Tasmat Service Kulishu Mama Nashmara Yudhya Maya Prita Mano Budhir Mame Vashas Apsamsaya. Okay. Tasmat. Therefore, Sarvishu at all Kaleshu times Mam. Me, Anusmara, go on remembering. Yudha, fight. Cha, also. Mai, unto me. Aprita, surrendering. Mana, mind. Buddhi, intellect. Mam, unto me, Eva, surely, Isyasi, you will attain asamsaya, beyond a doubt. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. I think I have the wrong verse. No, that's the right one? Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's go. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time, carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without a doubt. I thought it was the wrong verse because I missed even saying form of Krishna. That's what I remember about this verse. So it's the right one. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. This instruction to Arjuna is very important for all men engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one will be transferred to the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, without a doubt. No, it's Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so earlier in here, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you know, if you, at the end of your life, you quit your body remembering me, you attain me, there's no doubt. Krishna's building up to this fact that, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. But at the same time, you need to get up and fight. So, I don't have a lot of scriptural realization on this particular verse, except I do understand very clearly, and I've lived my life of the last 37 years by understanding that every day we're on the battlefield with whatever engagement we have to do, whether it be a job or taking care of children or, you know, whatever it is that we're engaged in. And that's our battlefield. You know, we always have that choice. Whether we're going to, oh, Krishna, I don't want to fight today. I've got so many excuses. I don't want to, you know, I don't have this together and I don't want to do that. Or, you know, I'm not really that sure about that. I mean, we've all experienced this, I'm sure. But personally speaking, and that's why I speak like this a lot to people, and I think it kind of blows them away, but I see us as sitting on that chariot and Krishna's telling us, no, you go out and you fight whatever it is you have to deal with. But remember me. And of course, I haven't been very successful at that, but it gives me strength to understand that's our position too, is that we need to, whatever we've committed to, whatever it is on a daily basis. Sometimes for me, it's on an hourly basis. Okay, I've got to fight, you know? And I've got to keep my mind and intelligence hopefully fixed on Krishna. Well, what mercy is that of the Lord, you know? Here we're going to do these activities anyways, but here we get to take shelter by remembering him. So I think this one part in the verse that I really wanted to focus on, besides the fact that this applies to each and every one of us every day, whether it's that alarm going off at 4 a.m. to get up for Mangal Arati or, you know, going to dump the garbage, is that's our duty, and we need to get up and do it. But this one part I said I really appreciated in this verse was, therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. So, of course, Arjuna and Krishna have a very special relationship. We all know from Mahabharata, Arjuna was the fighter and Krishna was his chariot driver. And Krishna did lots of things to help out in that battle. Just by his being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course, but also just because he was Arjuna's friend. It's his best friend. He wants to help him out. It was obviously destined for the Pandavas to win the battle. And so this friendship they have is very unique. We have so many friends in our life, but we can't say that we have the same friendship with any two people. It's all unique. It's all individual. It's all personal. I have 5 children, and I have different relationships with each and every one of them, you know, and that's everyday life we have. And that's just the relationship we also have with Krishna. It's very unique and individual. And of course, Arjuna had this as being one of Krishna's best friends, so he was the most fortunate. But we too have that relationship with Krishna. We just haven't reawakened our love for him to understand it yet. So, but we're on the path, so there's hope. So, but this form of Krishna is something. I was at Vani Seva this morning. I kind of get to cheat because I have everything Srila Prabhupada said at my fingertips, and all I have to do is plunk in a few things and I can pull it up. So I wanted to just bring up some of the nectar of the form in the form of Krishna. So here's from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 21:136. Oh my Lord, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. But his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. So who doesn't want to take that and meditate on that all day? You know, that's very nice. This is what we really need to do, is find this nectar and try to focus on it and meditate on it, especially when we're having a difficult time with our minds, is the best time to take shelter of this. And trying to remember, as Krishna says here, think of me in the form of Krishna. So in the Nectar of Devotion 21, it's written, this boy has a reddish luster in 7 places. His eyes, the ends of his hands, the ends of his legs, his palate, his lips, his tongue, and his nails. A reddish luster in these 7 places is considered to be auspicious. 3 parts of his body are very broad: his waist, forehead, and chest. And 3 parts of his body are short: his neck, thighs, and genitals. 3 parts of his body are very deep: his voice, intelligence, and navel. I mean, we spend all day just meditating on Krishna's navel. Just really, how deep is that navel? So it's something nice to remember the form of Krishna. Here's another one, the Nectar of Devotion 26. When Krishna attained 13 years of age, of course, this is not the same form he's presenting to Arjuna as his friend on the battlefield, but the form of Krishna is not different. It's unlimited, but it's also one. So I thought we would just try to find some nectar of his form here. When Krishna attained 13 years of age, 2 thighs were challenging the trunks of elephants. His 2 thighs were challenging the trunks of elephants. His rising chest was trying to come to peace. I can't even read my own writing. Tals to peace, tals with doors, tall with doors of jewels. Okay, so his rising chest was trying to come to peace with the height of doors of jewels, and his 2 arms were minimizing the value of the bolts on the doors. So, of course, the bolts on the doors keep the door in place, but his 2 arms were minimizing their value. So he's very powerful. Who can describe the wonderful beauty of the features of Krishna? The ornaments on the body of Krishna were not actually enhancing his beauty, but just the reverse. The ornaments were beautified by Krishna. That's a really sweet one. You see so many of these beautiful things they put on the Lord, but actually he's the one that's making them beautiful. They're not beautiful without him. So this is just some sweet nectar of the form of Krishna, which is mentioned here in the verse, but it's also mentioned here in the purport. At the same time, One can continue your activities and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. So, you know, I think we all kind of just take that for granted that, you know, we're going through our day and we may be chanting, we may not. We've got our 16 rounds done and, well, okay, we're done for the day or whatever. But pretty much this is, you know, Prabhupada's telling us the same time to think of Krishna by always chanting Hare Krishna. So I went online to Jayadwaita Maharaj's site. It was really sweet. I just Googled in chanting Hare Krishna and his came up. And he had this full page of reasons of why to chant Hare Krishna. So I learned from my god sister Sarabi when she was here and gave Bhagavad Gita class, the real secret is to make it interactive, the class. That's the easiest way to get through it, and it's also one of the best ways to keep people awake. So I'm going to ask each and every one of you to say, what is one of the benefits of chanting Hare Krishna? So we'll start with my wonderful daughter here, Kumari Kunti, and we'll just go across the room. So go for it, Kumari. Okay, that's great. It's a good way to pass time, chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, that's great. I see. Good job. Okay, Taravali. I can't hear you. Of chanting Hare Krishna. Just one. So you're actually talking to Krishna. That's one of the benefits. You're associating with Krishna directly. Okay, that's great. Yeah. Okay, Tulsi, your turn. It brings you closer. That's definitely true. Yeah, if we're always chanting his name, he's there, dancing on our tongue, whether we know it or not. Yeah, whether we see it or not. So yes, that's great. Okay, Vishvambar Das. Okay. So it encourages you to wake up early and plan your day. So you can get your rounds done. Yeah, because if you don't get them done in the morning, I hate to say it, but I just call them crappy rounds. Yeah. If you're chanting all day long, your 16 rounds, that's junk. As we say in Hawaii, we call that junk. But if you get them done and then you're still chanting all day long, that's wonderful. But to have to chant them all day long, yeah. So that's good. That's good. Okay. Back to Mark. Yes. Makes you happy. That's a big one. Makes you feel good. Yeah. Yeah, makes you happy. That's very important. We want to be happy every day, right? Nobody wants to walk around like, oh, it's me. And he's always there just by chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna, he's always there. Yeah, that's great. That's two reasons. You're doing good, Bhakta, Mark. That's great. No. You get extra points for that. And I'm sorry, Prabhu, I don't know your name. I know you're Manohar's son. What's your name? Aryan. Okay. He gives such wonderful class last night. I'm ashamed to have to follow his. What's that? Oh, my. So what's one of the benefits you have from chanting Hare Krishna? Yes. Jai. Haribo. That's great. Yes, Tarvali? Oh, I'm trying to do that. So it gives him peace. It's his ticket back home to Godhead. And what was the third point? It gives love of Godhead. Yes. Yes. Very good. Very good. Okay. And we have another book to mark. That's correct. Yeah. That's okay. Yes, yes, yes. So it's really important to get up early and chant your rounds. Yeah, I agree with that 150%. I wish I could get there myself. And that's true. We use the mantra when our mind is like a monkey. Mine's more like an elephant in a china shop these days. Just devastation everywhere. And it's just you. How do we control that mind? We can't control is with this mantra. Yeah, we just, Hare Krishna. We keep that tape. Well, I come from that old generation of cassette tapes. Now I guess we'd keep our CD. We keep that going, the mantra, all the time. Yeah. And that keeps us sane, right? Yeah. Otherwise, devastation with our minds. Yeah. I agree 100%. Okay, Madhu Gopal Prabhu. Okay. It's a good way to quit smoking. Yes. Okay. There we go. Relieves you from fear. That's very important. Gives you spiritual energy. Krishnaized. I really like that. That relieves you from fear. It can actually make you fearless, right? Right? Devotees, we should be fearless, right? Because if we're chanting every day, if we're connected, then we have to understand that everything comes our way is Krishna's mercy, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. It's all his mercy. And we have to understand that and be fearless. That's an excellent point. Well, Jai Dwaita Maharaj has some great points, and unfortunately I didn't write them all down, which because there was a whole page of them, but some of the ones I remember is, yes, it cleanses our heart. It gives us the opportunity to reawaken that relationship with Krishna that we all have. And I just heard third hand today, Jai Bhadra was speaking about Krishna has an individual relationship with each and every one of us. And when he gets up in the morning and he goes, well, I want to do this with so-and-so, but... And she even slammed the table when she was telling this. But they're not here yet. Because it's an individual pastime. It's an individual relationship, like we have with each other. It's so individualized, right? We have that with Krishna. I know it's a lot to wrap your mind around, but it's the absolute truth. He actually misses us more than we miss him. So another point that Maharaj put on his website, it doesn't cost anything. Yeah, it's free. I'm trying to remember a few of the other ones. If anybody else can remember, would like to add any more, cleansing the heart, peace of mind, gives us fearlessness. Yeah, it gives us something to do. You know, because the mind is just crazy. And if we don't have it engaged, we're crazy along with it. You know, because we may have some realization, oh, I'm not this body. But boy, we sure don't have much I personally have no realization that I'm not my mind yet. And it's crazy. So, yes, come here. Right. Right. We have a goal. Yeah, right. Well, I was using this example at lunch. I don't know who I was speaking with, these two gentlemen. Say it was like, yeah, you're going to turn your GPS on. You got to put an address in there. You've got to have a destination, or you're just going God knows where, you know? And that's true for devotees. We have a destination. You know, we plug it in every day. And that chanting is how we get there. So that it's the mantras are our GPS system, if you want to look at it that way. Which I'm not really impressed with GPS myself, but I've got Srila Prabhupada's giving me the GPS I need, so, and all of us, so we're good to go. Yes. It's like our lifeline, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Keeps us safe. Yeah, that's great. Vishwambar, did you want to say something? Yes. Yes. Yeah, it does. It makes you feel good about yourself, that you've accomplished something during the day to get your 16 rounds done, I know. But I know myself, personally, it's always like, you know, the mind is always on. And I'm just, well, think, oh, wait a minute, Krishna, wait, come back, you know. You have to always, during the day, how many times do we do that, you know, the mind's... And there's so many things out there that they have created. I'm sure my girls remember this growing up. I'd say, oh my gosh, look at this. Another thing they've created to forget Krishna. To engage themselves in some nonsense activity. There's millions of them out there. All created so that they can forget Krishna, right? So we're very, very fortunate that we're taking shelter. And I think that's what I'd like to end on here, is the fact is that I am always in a bigger desperation mode myself in life, and so if I didn't have this mantra to take shelter of, be finished, totally finished. So Krishna's holy name is truly, truly our only shelter, and we are so very fortunate to be able to chant it, to have had the connection with the devotees and Srila Prabhupada and his glorious movement, and the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, to be able to chant Hare Krishna. So are there any questions or comments or criticisms, please? Feel free. I like this interactive class, yeah? It makes it more personal, too. I like that. So that's it. We're all going to just keep chanting Hare Krishna and be happy, right? That's what Prabhupada said. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So we have no excuse not to be happy. Unless, of course, we're not chanting Hare Krishna. So, all right. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. Haribo. Thank you very much.